Almighty God, the opposition to your work through Jesus Christ seems so senseless. The gift that you offer us through Jesus Christ is so great, and the destruction of evil is so horrific that it is hard to understand why humanity continues to resist your will. We pray that you would find in us open and willing hearts to receive your word, to discern your will for our lives and for this congregation. And in relying on your Holy Spirit, that we would follow Jesus ourselves. May you bless the giving and receiving of your word this morning. Amen. God led the Magi to Jesus. Is God still leading people to Jesus today? Does it seem like more people are leaving Jesus than are coming to him? The funny thing about changes in culture are that it can seem like something will never change until the very moment that it does. It may seem at the moment that the world, our culture, our friends, our family have less and less interest or a willingness to hear about Jesus. But that does not mean that this will not change. It does not mean that this change is not right around the corner. In fact, when it comes to people seeking after Jesus Christ, we know that it's guaranteed in the long run in this world. Because the only way forward for our world is through Jesus Christ. Jesus has been given all authority on heaven and on earth. And that means that every government, every culture, every society, every organization that is set up, without having Jesus Christ at its center, without having Jesus Christ as its Lord, is a fraud and will fail. Whoever takes part in those organizations and tries to keep them going is fighting against the inevitable. Without being centered on Jesus, evil and frustration and anxiety and disillusionment will only increase as people continue to find that no one has any answers that work, that last, that nothing is really changing as the years go by, and that all the normal pleasures and distractions help us less and less. People will eventually get hungry for something more, for something true, for something real. And that is Jesus Christ and what God is doing to save creation through him. Now, maybe this realization won't happen in our lifetime. That is not within our power to know. But what we have to ask ourselves, the question is, are we ready for that day? If in the coming year we began to notice that more and more people are asking about God and about Jesus, are we ready to disciple them? The Magi knew the Magi knew very little about what they were looking for. They had meager evidence to go on, just one experience in their life that led them to Jerusalem in seeking someone that they knew they ought to look for. Couldn't even give this person a name, but they knew they should look for him. The Magi needed help from other people to point them in the right direction. People who knew how God, the creator of heaven and earth, worked. People who knew Scripture. When the Magi appeared in Jerusalem, where were the religious leaders? They were gathered around those in power. They were trying to have an influence on those in power. They were trying to make a difference. And meanwhile, the Magi slowly let themselves out the back door because Jesus was somewhere else. Jesus was what they were longing for. Matthew concludes his gospel with Jesus' final words after Jesus had been raised from the dead. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations. Over the coming months, right through to Pentecost, we're going to be reading through Matthew's gospel. And Matthew wrote his gospel in part to answer the question, what does discipleship look like? What does it mean for us to follow Jesus? And what does it mean for us to teach other people to follow Jesus? Matthew introduces his gospel by showing that the nations, there were people who were longing to meet Jesus and that God was leading them to Jesus. And he concludes his gospel by saying, go and make disciples. Isaiah wrote these words that we read from Isaiah 60. As he looked towards Jesus himself, nations will come to your light. Your gates shall always be open. At the very least, I wonder if we could have our building open for anyone who might be seeking Jesus. I'd like to make it clear that this building is always open for anyone who is seeking after God. Well, maybe we should include our hours. A place to belong from 11 to 12 on Sundays. Well, let's think about a place to belong and what it might imply about being open, our gates, our doors being open. What does that motto mean to us? Because when we describe ourselves as a place to belong, we do have something more than Sunday morning worship in mind, don't we? If we break it down further by place, we mean more than just this building, don't we? We mean each other. We mean the people of this congregation. Because the people of this congregation make other people feel like they belong. We can say that because it has been the experience of so many of us. We've been accepted as we are. We've made close friends. When and where is it that we have felt like we belong? At the very least, it's been the friendliness and openness on Sundays. But of course, it's been more than that. I mean, how many meals do we share together every year? And barbecues. We spend time together. And then we go further. The help that I know so many of you have offered to one another over and over again in times of crisis and need. The prayer that goes on together. The studying that takes place together. The grieving that we have done together. The celebrating that we've done together. When we say a place to belong, we're not just referring to this building. We are referring to wherever the people of this congregation are. Because of the way that we live together. You are the place to belong. So what kind of people and what kind of church do we need to be in order to have our doors open for those who are seeking God and Jesus? There's a readiness implied in having your door open, isn't there? So to some degree, it may mean looking at how busy we are. Because if we're busy, we have to shut the door and we need to finish what we're doing. And how do we create the space so that the Holy Spirit can lead the right people into our lives at the right time? I think for some of us it may mean making ourselves more available having our door open. And that's not limited to any age. Working in long-term care, I saw that there were some people who had their door open in their limited and humbled state. They were still available to lead other people to Christ and to bless them. Oh, now, what was the name of the fellow in the choir? Harold Claudeman. I remember going in to visit him in his 90s, and Harold saying, as I took care of him, and I finished up, and he said, I'll back up here. Do you believe in Jesus? Harold was so deaf. And I said, yes, yes, I'm a minister. What? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. I yelled. I sure was hearing us have this conversation at full volume. And Harold had his door open and was ready. There's a readiness emotionally as well. A readiness spiritually. Are we right with God such that we have something to offer and to give to someone who will come to us? Are we ready for that? Now, there's a risk of opening up to others, of course. We heard right away that there's opposition to the gospel. We celebrate the feast of St. Stephen following Christmas Day as a reminder that loving Jesus can cost us our lives and that evil will react in senseless ways, slaughtering children in opposition to Jesus Christ. Are we ready for that? Are we ready to disciple others? Do we know what we are inviting others to? Like we talked about with the children, it's one thing to just tell people a list of things that they ought to think differently. But it's another thing, like Matthew does, to invite someone to follow in your lifestyle. I'm following Jesus. Do that with me. Now, I know that there are already a few small groups that are already established here. And what happens if you were in one of those groups and you prayed? Is there someone that I know who doesn't know Christ that I could invite to come be part of this small group? And just let them watch and listen as you pray together, as you care for one another, as you wrestle with Scripture and God's will in your lives. Invite them to watch what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. But I think as well that we probably need a few more groups like that in our church. I think over the next year, one of our goals will be to create a few evening groups, maybe it's once a month, maybe it's once a week, where we will learn about being disciples and practice it together, but always with a mind of inviting others to come and see for themselves. What does it mean to pray together, to seek after Jesus? And if you've been paying attention over the past few years and listening to the God at work in our lives, what you would hear is that God is indeed still leading people to Jesus. We had Richard's story not that long ago, a young man not in church, and yet God led him to church. God led him to Christ. And we've had others, and I don't want to put everybody on the spot, but there are others as well. Some have come as adults to a prayer meeting seeking after answers. Some have come to youth groups seeking after Jesus. Some have been invited out to choir. To belong means to find the welcome in this congregation. But all we are really doing, of course, is extending the welcome that we ourselves have received from God. Jesus came to live among us, to be God with us. And Jesus said, I am lifted up so that now I will draw all people to myself. God is still leading people today. And perhaps even in your own lives today, in this first Sunday of the new year, you are thinking and hearing God pulling you, calling you to take a new step of discipleship to something new in your own life. There's always an open door in Jesus Christ. The gates are always open. Let us be attentive then to God's calling in our own lives and be attentive to what God is doing in the lives of people around us. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the welcome that we have found in you. You have not held back at all, but you have offered your very life to us through Jesus Christ. And by your Holy Spirit, you have come and made your home within us. In you, in your love for us, we found our ground, the ground of being. We find the ongoing renewing of life. We find those living waters springing up within us. And as they do, we know that this is meant to be shared. Again, give us eyes and ears to recognize the people around us who are looking for Jesus, who are longing for something real, for something true, for something new. Give us the words and the courage to invite them into our lives, to welcome them, and invite them to join in discipleship with us. We ask all of this through the name of our Lord. Amen.